877 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. James Thompson Calendar, in the pursuit of defaming the President of the United States and intending to bring him into contempt and disrepute, sought to incite hatred among the good people against him. Within the district and jurisdiction of this court, he wickedly and maliciously caused, or procured, the printing and publishing of a false, scandalous, and malicious writing against the President of the United States. The content of this writing was as follows. The reign of Mr. Adams, meaning John Adams, Esquire, President of the United States, has hitherto been one continual tempest of malignant passions. As President, he, meaning the said President of the United States, never opened his lips or lifted his pen without threatening and scolding. The grand object of his administration has been to exasperate the rage of contending parties, to calumniate and destroy every man who differs from his opinions. Mr. Adams has labored, and with melancholy success, to break up the bonds of social affection, and under the ruins of confidence and friendship, to extinguish the only beam of happiness that glimmers through the dark and despicable farce of life. Additionally, the following false, scandalous, and malicious words were published. The contriver of this piece had been suddenly converted, as he said, to the presidential system, that is, to a French war, an American navy, a large standing army, an additional load of taxes, and all the other symptoms and consequences of debt and despotism. Furthermore, the writing included these false, scandalous, and malicious words. The same system of perfection has been extended all over the continent. Every person holding an office must either quit it or think and vote exactly with Mr. Adams. Moreover, the following false, scandalous, and malicious words were included. Mr. Adams and Washington have since been shaping a series of these paper jobbers into judges and ambassadors. As their whole courage lies in a lack of shame, these poltroons, without making a manly and intelligible defense of their own measure, raised an affected yelp against the corruption of the French Directory, as if any corruption could be more venal, more notorious, more execrated than their own. Lastly, the writing contained these false, scandalous, and malicious words. The object with which Mr. Adams was to recommend a French war was professedly for the sake of supporting American commerce, but in reality for the sake of yoking us into an alliance with the British tyrant. These writings were intended to defame and discredit the President of the United States, inciting public disdain and mistrust.